Hey, there's a new pass rusher in Cincinnati named Lawson who's going to be over you. You've been against T.J. Watt already. Similarities, or what do you think of Lawson?
Well, he's done an amazing job so far. Last week he had 3.5 sacks. One got taken away because they had 12 men on the field, but he had a career game, and I think it was really a breakout game for him. He's got a lot of ability, a lot of nice pass rush moves, and he's going to be a good challenge for us. Their front has been good since I've been in the NFL. Obviously, we know Geno Atkins and Carlos Dunlap, and they've got Michael Johnson playing a new role inside a little bit more on their sub pass rusher so that they can get Lawson on the field and let him rush freely over the left tackle.
Is it tough when you face so many guys repeatedly, like a guy like Suggs, but when you haven't seen a guy before in person, does it take a while to get used to that?
It does a little bit. There's an element of unknown that you have to kind of prepare for. You watch all the film you can, and you try to get ready as much as you can, but for a guy that you've never played against, there's a little bit of unknown that kind of plays into it, and so there is some anxiety more than going against a guy like a Suggs or a Harrison that you've played 17, 18 times throughout your career.
How exciting is it to see Miles get
there? Yeah, it's good to see him out there. I don't know how much he'll play this weekend, but I hope he can have some meaningful snaps out there because we know what he can do and the difference he makes for this team when he is out there and he is able to rush the passer.
Even if he's playing third down or whatever, do you think that would be a huge boost?
It would. Really, the role that he's going to have the biggest impact is as a third down pass rusher, as a second and long pass rusher. He's great against the run, don't get me wrong, but the impact that a pass rusher can make is huge for a defense. And so if he can't play on first down or even on second down, that's okay with us. We've got lots of guys that can defend against the run. Where he's going to be a difference maker is third down, rushing the passer.
How close is this offense, Joe, to being what you think it can be?
We're getting closer. I think we still got a ways to go, but that's why we come out here and practice every day. And I think we made some nice progress. I thought our quarterback had his best game last week, and I hope that he can continue that progress and give us a chance to be the offense that we can be. Yeah, I knew Andrew pretty well. I got to know him a little bit at the Pro Bowls and a couple times at some of the NFLPA meetings, so I know him a little bit. He's a great player. It's hard to replace a guy with veteran experience, but also with the type of player that he is.
Hey, Deshaun Kizer said that Kevin Zeitler's the hardest worker on the team. That's about right.
BS, man.
I knew.
I don't know. I mean, I love hyperbole as much as the next guy, but it's hard to say who's exactly the hardest worker. But I can say without fail that Kevin Zeitler works extremely hard. He's very dedicated to what he does. He studies as much film as anybody I've been around. And I'm really happy he's on our side and he's not on the other team.
What did you notice that made you say Patrick had his best game?
Well, I saw the way that he was throwing in rhythm. He was making quick, decisive decisions with the football. Wasn't taking as many sacks. And I think that's huge progress. You know, we had 61 called passes last week out of 78 plays, which is an enormous number of throws. And you could see as the second half got on, he was getting confidence in understanding the route concepts, understanding the coverages, knowing where the ball needs to go on time. And to me, it seemed like a really big step for him. But I'm not a quarterback guru. I just block the guy that's across from me. Or at least try to. At least try to block a guy.
Nathan, you don't always say that, you don't really know what the quarterback's doing, yet you saw that improvement.
I know when the quarterback runs around and sacks himself, that's a bad thing. And so when he doesn't do that, I know that's improvement. So it's the baby steps.
He'll face, obviously, his third AFC North team, pretty much just right off the bat here. Do you think he'll benefit from that long-term, getting kind of that baptism by fire in the division?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it like that. I don't know. You. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say is playing great defense is good or bad. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's good to play bad defenses so you can get your confidence up and move the ball down the field and score some points. But then sometimes it's good to play against really tough opponents because then it'll make you better, hopefully. And then when you play the more mediocre teams, you'll hopefully have learned something. But I don't know. I guess I don't know where this one falls.
Yeah, I guess you face a team twice a year. You kind of know what they're all about. You know them all early, too. And that could be a plus.
Not sure. Obviously, in the NFL, it's different than college where you're going to play the same team in your division twice. So my recommendation for him would be to save your notes because we'll be playing them again this year.
Joe, were you involved in the discussions about what to do during the anthem last week?
We talked about it as a team the night before the game, and we had some good discussions. And then, you know, we decided, I think, on what happened. And then we also said that it's important to have a couple guys be the people that maybe answer the questions for the team so that we have a unified message. And we decided Kirko, Jamar Taylor, and McCourty would be the guys that kind of were going to be the unifying voice on this, and especially for some of the younger guys that maybe didn't know how to answer certain questions, it would be easier for them to just point the questions in the direction of those guys to just be the messenger for the team. Thanks.
Any concern that what you guys tried to do before the opener in terms of unity with police and first responders, et cetera, kind of gets obscured now by?
Well, I've never come across a more difficult, polarizing conversation issue in my career, and really can't think of anything more difficult to pick sides on, because it's easy, no matter what decision you make, to have people on the other side poke holes in whatever you're trying to say with your message. So certainly anything you do or don't do right now, because of the scrutiny it's getting in the national media, is going to be under a spotlight and it's going to be dissected and picked apart. And it's a hard topic because it doesn't leave a lot of room for trying to make the right decisions, maybe. Maybe that's not the right word, but it's a caught between a rock and a hard place type thing because, you know, one side or the other is going to be against whatever you're trying to, whatever message you're trying to purvey. So it's tough. It's really difficult. I've never seen something so something that's been talked about as much as it has been, and without coming to a logical conclusion.
Well, where do you see this whole thing ending, Joe?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of been organic from its start, and it's hard to say where it's going or where it's going to end.
Do you sense,
I don't think so. I think, for the most part, guys in the NFL are very respectful of people's opinions, whether they're the same opinions as you or different opinions than you. And that's something that's been universal in my 11 years in the NFL. We've got guys from all different backgrounds, all different religions, races, communities. And almost without fail, this group of people in the locker room are able to discuss difficult political issues much more easily than anybody out there on the regular, in the street, any regular person that's not in an NFL locker room. And not exactly sure why that is, but it's been one of the more enjoyable things for me as an NFL player, being involved in the NFL, being involved in those discussions that are with people of so many different backgrounds that can bring so many different viewpoints to the table. It's been really awesome for me as an NFL player throughout my 11 years to be part of those discussions and be part of those ways that you can get educated that most people who live sort of in the same little society their whole life, the little community, they never are exposed to those different viewpoints.
As a dad, though, I mean, they're all concerning that, you know, certain vocabularies
say certain things seems to be normalized because of the president's actions and the things that he tweets and says?
Well, I'm glad that my kids don't have Twitter yet because they're very young, so I guess I don't have to worry about that quite yet. I'm more worried about the Bengals at this point than anything going on Twitter.